Just a few weeks ago, airlines were busy adding flights back to their schedules for August. For example, United Airlines added 25,000 flights to its August schedule. Now, those airlines are reversing course as the pandemic continues unabated in many parts of the country, causing airlines like Southwest and American to join United in warning that job furloughs are around the corner. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. And Seth, we remember that the airline industry got a $25 billion bailout as part of the CARES Act earlier this year. And in return, airlines had to say they were going to keep people employed till the end of September. That's coming up. What comes next for airline workers?
Nothing good for a lot of them, Jeremy. If you look at the four largest U.S. airlines, so that would be Southwest, Delta, American, and United. United, you might remember last week, already sent warnings to 36,000 workers that they could lose their jobs, although the final number could be lower. American has said it's going to be warning its workers this week, hasn't given a number, but has said it's overstaffed by tens of thousands of people for the fall. Delta and Southwest still holding out some hope of avoiding furloughs, although Southwest, if anything, has sounded more pessimistic recently. And for perspective, Jeremy, Southwest hasn't furloughed a single worker in its half-century history. So just the specter of furloughs for an airline that successful tells you how bad things are.
And what are airlines doing to their routes right now? And how many people are flying compared with the typical July?
Well, they had been trying to kind of outrun the virus. A few weeks ago, for example, JetBlue, normally a very northeastern-centric airport, especially in New York, announced some new routes from the Midwest to Florida, Cleveland to Fort Myers, for example. There was a new route from Pittsburgh to Fort Lauderdale. Well, now think about what's going on in Florida. The idea that you could just sort of adjust geographically is starting to become quaint. And I have to tell you, today, Jeremy, is the first time that I look at the passenger numbers at the TSA checkpoints and think I can see something reflecting this. About 100,000 fewer people passed through checkpoints yesterday, Tuesday of this week, than did a week earlier. 540,000 Tuesday of this week compared to 2.5 million on a normal day this time of year.
Now, when it comes to the financial health of the airlines, we spoke the other day with former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, who said the federal government should spend whatever it takes to keep the airlines solvent, but that in return, the airlines should have to deal with regulations on mask wearing, on social distancing, on cleaning the planes. Do you think that a second or third, I don't know how many there have been at this point, because there have been little ones along the way, but another airline bailout could be on the table?
It could be, but it's probably not going to look like the first one. Airlines did well the first time. The government had to quickly figure out how to spend $2 trillion in a matter of days, and airlines got a nice chunk of that money compared to other industries. This time, yeah, perhaps more strings and perhaps less aid. We'll see if they find it worth it to accept the aid in exchange for the strings.
I just have one more thing to ask you about, because this is just such a shock, which is that airlines are trying to do everything they can to avoid looking out of touch. And in the UK, British Airways is selling its multi-million dollar art collection. What is that about?
Yeah, hanging in the airline's headquarters, also in some lounges, so at least some passengers get to see them. But hard to justify keeping that kind of art around when you're laying off people. During the global financial crisis, Jeremy, it was Alitalia, the long-troubled Italian carrier, selling off its art collection. Now a much more successful airline doing the same thing.
And we have to pay to check our bags. Seth Kaplan, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.